إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وحده في ذاته ووحده في صفاته، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله، وكفى بالله شهيدا. فصلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال تبارك وتعالى في كتابه المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: وما أرسلناك إلا كافة للناس بشيرا ونذيرا ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. وقال جل وعلا: وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم، ومن أصدق من الله قيلا. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, the latest attack on the Quran and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very recently came from a Dutch member of parliament. He released a 14-minute video entitled Fitna. Basically, his motive behind this is to show that the Qur'an, the teachings of the Qur'an and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam promote violence and terrorism. Thus, it is a great threat to the West and their freedoms. Upon investigation, one would find out that that person is a member of the right wing. And we all know what the Christian right wing agenda is. Abu Jahl is resurrected to take revenge. I say Abu Jahl because Abu Jahl means the father of ignorance. The father of ignorance. He was the bitterest enemy of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and of Allah Azza wa Jal. In spite of all this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, with his mercy, prayed for Abu Jahl. He prayed for his guidance. So we follow the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and we pray for the Christian right wing and for every misguided person. Allah makes it very clear that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last prophet and messenger sent to the entire mankind. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَّةً لِلنَّاسِ. We have not sent you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but to the entire humanity, to the entire mankind, giving them the good news, the glad tidings of the paradise, and warning those who reject your message. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. And indeed, most of the people don't know that fact. Most people don't know that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final seal, prophet and messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal. People just don't know. So the Prophet prayed for them and we pray for them as well. The other ayah I recited, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. If they only know, those ignorant people, if they only know, if they only truly investigate who Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you except as a mercy to the worlds, not only to the human beings, but to the worlds, to every living creature on earth. The question is, how do we respond to what is happening today? We have been under attack for some time, and this attack is not going to stop. It is going to continue. We as believers, we as Muslims, how should we respond to those attacks? The best way to respond to those attacks is to follow and apply what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed us 1400 years ago. In an authentic hadith, he said, "من رأى منكم منكرا فليغيره بيده فإن لم يستطع فبلسانه فإن لم يستطع فبقلبه وذلك أضعف الإيمان." Whoever sees munkar, something that is not good, it is his duty to change it by hand, by force. Well, suppose you're not able to change matters, evil things, by force. Then what do we do? The Prophet said, فَبِلِسَانِهِ. Then you change it by speaking against that munkar, by standing up to the truth, the real truth. Suppose we're not able to even do that, how would we respond? The Prophet said, فَبِقَلْبِهِ. He says, feel at least in your heart that whatever injustice, whatever munkar has been done is bad, is evil. Feel it within you. Although you're incapable to say anything about it, let alone change it. He said, this is the weakest of faith. This is the weakest of faith. When we are not able to stand up and change that munkar, or even speak against it. وَذَٰلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ. So in light of the situation and what is going on, and the great attacks against Allah, when they attack the Qur'an, they are attacking Allah Azza wa Jal, because the Qur'an is the word of God. And when they attack the Qur'an, they are attacking Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In his movie, Fitna, he depicts the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's a picture of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a dynamite stick sticking out of his head. We all know what that means. We all know what the intention is behind that. How are we going to react to this? Some of us will be able to speak up and say something while others won't. Now I'm speaking to you assuming that we have weak faith and we can't do anything simply because we are weak as an ummah. As an ummah, we are very weak. So how should we respond? Number one, we must feel, we must truly feel disturbed about what they say against Allah and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you don't have that feeling within you, then you are under drugs. How can one sleep when Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is minute by minute, moment by moment, praised by so many people in the world, be attacked like that? How can one sleep when the Quran, the book that we respect so much and believe in, consider it to be the most sacred book? How can we sleep when that book is under attack? When Allah Azza wa Jal is under attack? Now how to respond even at that level of weak faith? What should we do? There are methods and ways to respond. And I'm not asking you to respond by going out organizing demonstrations and shouting slogans. But what I will share with you, if we act on, inshallah, will give us the capabilities and whatever it takes to truly, maybe perhaps one day, collectively stand up and defend Allah and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What are those methods and ways? Just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demands that He should be worshipped alone. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهِ. Allah has decreed that you shall worship none except Allah Azza wa Jal. This is His right. This is the right of Allah. In addition to that, we have been commanded to believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is one of our articles of faith to believe in all God's prophets and messengers. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being the last, the seal of all prophets and messengers. We do say, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. That statement is sufficient to tell the world that you truly believe in Allah and in His prophet, servant Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah in Surah An-Nisa commands the believers, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, aminu billahi wa rasulih. O you who believe in Allah and His Messenger. Apparently the belief that we have is only superficial, is only lip service. We won't believe until we truly believe. We won't believe until we truly discover who Allah Azza wa Jal is and who Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. Then you will come to believe. And when you come to believe, as it is with anything in life, when you develop a conviction for something, it would be difficult for people to take it away from you. You will stand up for your beliefs. You will stand up and defend Allah and His Messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ فَإِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ سَعِيرًا. For those who don't believe in Allah and His Messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has prepared a blazing fire for them. True believers who have confirmed the truthfulness of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never doubt their faith and belief in him, nor in the message he was given, no matter how hard the enemies of Islam try to. In Surah Al-Hujurat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in describing those who truly believe, the true believers, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ not إِنَّمَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. To those who profess to believe, Allah commanded them to believe in Allah and His Messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But those who truly develop this conviction, Allah described them in the Quran. He says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا. Surely the true believers are those who believe in Allah and His Messenger and doubt not, they have no doubt, none whatsoever about Allah, about His Messenger. Nothing could shake their beliefs and faith. They're strong. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La yu'min billahi man lam yu'min bi." He says, none believes in Allah
who doesn't believe in me. Now what does it mean to believe in the Messenger of Allah? Is it only lip service? Is it only that utterance of أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله that proves that we believe in Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم? No, it's just a mere statement we say. To believe in Him is to obey Him. To believe in Him is to follow Him. To believe in Him is to honor Him. To believe in Him is to stand up and defend Him. Those are the rights of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the believers. As Allah Azza wa Jal told us in Surah Ali Imran, قُلْ أَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْكَافِرِينَ. Tell them, obey Allah and His Messenger. And if they turn their backs on their obedience to Allah and His Messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah does not like those who disbelieve. A person doesn't obey the commandments of Allah and His Messenger, it's a logical inference. They are disbelievers. Although they say we believe. What's the use of saying I believe? And you're adamant on disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Doing things that Allah doesn't like. Going against the teachings, the commandments of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad brought a sharia with him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us commands, and so did Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was given that privilege. None before him, any prophet or a messenger was given this privilege to make halal and make haram. وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. Whatever the Prophet, the Messenger gives you, you must honor, accept and obey. And whatever He forbids you, you must forbid yourself from whatever He declares to be haram. This is a direct commandment from Allah Azza wa Jal. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Kullu ummati yadkhuluna al-jannah." My ummah will, the entire ummah will enter the paradise. Illa man aba, except those who refuse. Qila, it was said to him, "Waman ya'ba ya Rasulullah?" Who is that fool who will refuse to enter the paradise? He says, "Man ata'ani dakhala al-jannah, wa man 'asani faqad aba." He says, whoever obeys me enters the paradise, and whoever disobeys me has refused. Obedience. We have been commanded to obey the Messenger of Allah, Azza wa Jal, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Obeying Him is obeying Allah. As He told us in Surah An-Nisa, مَنْ يُطِعَ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدَ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. Whoever obeys the Messenger indeed has obeyed Allah Azza wa Jal. Obeying Him is not sufficient. We must change our lifestyle to that of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We must follow His footsteps. We must emulate His lifestyle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ali Imran commanded the Messenger to say, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Say, if you truly love Allah, and we all love Allah, who doesn't love Allah? فَاتَّبِعُونِي, follow me. Follow my uswa. Follow my model. Follow my example. Obedience is one thing. Obedience falls in the realm of Sharia? How about outside of the legal injunctions? How about outside of the halal and haram? How should we lead our lives? How should we raise our families? How should we conduct ourselves with others? Who is the model for us? Allah Azza wa Jal said, tell them, if you truly love Allah, follow me. فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. In return, Allah will love you. If you want to develop a good, intimate, loving relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal, follow the example of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If he struggled, you must struggle. Whatever he did, try to follow, emulate his life. You will surely receive the contentment Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received. You will surely be at peace with yourself and your inner self. You will surely be tranquil in spite of what everyone says, in spite of whatever is going on. Just the fact that you are trying your utmost to lead a life like that of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will love you. Not only will He love you, He will forgive your sins. He guaranteed that He will forgive your sins. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. And Allah indeed is forgiving. He is merciful. Going back to the ayah from Surah Al-Hujurat, in order to understand what it means to follow Him, the true believers follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every aspect of his life. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا وَجَاهَدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ. Surely the true believers are those who believe in Allah and His Messenger and doubt not. They have no doubt, not at all, about their faith. It has reached a level of personal conviction. وَجَاهَدُوا. They struggled with their wealth, with themselves against the taghut. They made jihad. And I am not talking about qital or fighting here. Jihad. Jihadul kalima. For 13 years in Mecca, what were they doing when Abu Jahl was attacking them from their front, from their back, from their right, from their left, from every direction? They were doing jihad. Jihad fi sabilillah. They were not afraid to speak the truth. وَعَلَىٰ أَن نَقُولَ بِالْحَقِّ أَيْنَمَا كُنَّا لَا نَخَافُ فِي اللَّهِ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ. We will say the truth wherever we may be, not afraid of any blame coming from any blamer. They took all persecution. This is the level of belief. This is the level of conviction they had. We can have that too. We can have that too. All we need to do is investigate Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Find out who Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. What did he do? Learn about his seerah. Learn about his life. And if you truly love him, and if you truly love Allah azza wa jal, you will just find yourself automatically walking in his footsteps. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us whatever it takes to really truly understand the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to be able to stand up to all kinds of munkar and speak the truth wherever we may be. Allahumma ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa lisa'il muslimina wal muslimat fastaghfiruh. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ثم أما بعد. So in this ayah al-mubarak from Surah Al-Hujurat, Allah testified and He said, truly those are the truthful ones, those are the true believers, those who stand up
to justice. Those who struggle with their might, with whatever they have, to speak a word of truth before a tyrant, unjust tyrant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it very clear that this ummah was raised for that purpose. In Surah Ali Imran, Allah reminds, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. You are the ummah produced and evolved for mankind, to help and assist mankind. How? تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. By ordaining that which is good and forbidding evil, and further increasing your faith in Allah Azza wa Jal. So following the example and the model of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is his right. Allah Azza wa Jal in Surah Al-Ahzab said, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. If you truly beg to meet Allah, if you truly love to meet Allah, if you truly can't wait for that day in the hereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, indeed there's an example, a good model for you in the Messenger of Allah. And then of course we have to develop a close, intimate relationship to love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have been commanded by Allah to love Him after Allah Azza wa Jal. قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ فَتَرَبَّصُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ. Say, if your fathers, your sons, your brothers, your spouses, your relatives, the wealth you have amassed, the trades that you fear recession, and the dwellings, the mansions you have built and loved very much, if all of these things are more dear to you and more beloved to you than Allah and His Messenger and jihad in the way of Allah, then فَتَرَبَّصُوا, sit and wait until Allah Azza wa Jal determines your fate. And what is the fate of such people? They are fusaq. وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ. Allah is not ready to guide the people who are rebellious. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from becoming rebellious against Him and His Messenger and jihad for His cause, by loving this world, by loving all these things that Allah enumerated belong to this world. May Allah strengthen our love to Him and His Prophet. Allah Azza wa Jal in Surah Al-Ahzab said, النَّبِيُّ أَوْلَى بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. The Prophet is closer to the believers than their own selves. That's how he should be. That's how we should view. He should be dearer to us than our own selves. Finally, it is our duty to respect, honor, and salute Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Honoring and respecting the Prophet is a duty upon us. History never witnessed before, nor will ever produce a man like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who deserves the utmost respect and honor. Allah Azza wa Jalla in Surah Al-A'raf said, فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِهِ وَعَزَّرُوهُ وَنَصَرُوهُ وَاتَّبَعُوا النُّورَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ مَعَهُ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Indeed, those who believe in Him, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَعَزَّرُوهُ, honor and help Him, وَنَصَرُوهُ وَاتَّبَعُوا النُّورَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ مَعَهُ, and followed the light which is sent down with Him, indeed they are the successful ones. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. They are the successful ones. May Allah include us amongst them. Allahumma ameen. Of course, many people, particularly non-Muslims, had written about the character of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is beyond the shadow of a doubt
He had the greatest standard of character. So much so that Allah Azza wa Jal in the Quran testified, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. And you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, stand on an exalted standard of character. Send salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah had commanded, إِنَّ اللَّهُ مَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Indeed, Allah and His angels send blessings on the Prophet. So why don't you, O believers, send salutations upon him and salute him with all respect. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Inna Allah malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabih. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى. اللهم ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. وارحمنا برحمتك الواسع يا أرحم الراحمين. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. وأقم الصلاة. يرحمني ويرحمكم الله.